awake. Oh, don't try to move. Don't try to move. You had a little bit of a fall. Yeah. You see, you drank a little too much last night, and I had to take you home because you were incoherent and not able to take care of yourself. Oh, no. Don't try to get up. Didn't I just say don't try to get up? You weren't supposed to realize yet. Fuck. Yes, I have you chained down. Well, honey, you are so drunk. I had to do something with you. I mean, you were so defenseless and unable to resist. Don't worry, nothing happened. Yet. Oh, come on. What fun is it if you're incoherent and don't remember it in the morning? I mean, the whole point of rape is humiliation and power and control. And getting off, of course. Oh, stop the bluster. You're not going to do anything to me. You're chained to the bed. Besides, honey, I'm not going to hurt you much. See, I wanted you to be awake and aware for when I fucked you. That's right. You're going to be laying there, and I'm going to climb on top of you, your legs spread wide open, and your arms above your head. And I'm going to sink your cock right into me and fuck you. What, you never thought a guy could be raped? Oh, how very silly of you. Of course guys can be raped. It's just so empowering to be on top of them, making them hard, forcing them to fuck against their will. And the humiliation, the shame keeps washing across their faces as they're taken and forced to climax unwillingly. Do you have any idea how unbelievably sexy that is? And that doesn't even begin to cover the other types of rape. I have a whole army of toys we can play with. So you've got a lot of fun to look forward to. Oh, and don't worry. If you're afraid, you won't be able to get hard for me. I have ways of fixing that. Oh, baby. Are you crying for help? Oh, do you want some help? I can help you. Help! Help! There's a guy down here and he's going to get raped! By a girl half his size! Help! Oh, that's right. I forgot to tell you. We're down in the basement on the bad side of town, I'm afraid. No one is going to hear you. This building is abandoned. Oh, you poor dear. You must be scared to death. Oh, don't worry. I'll be gentle. I promise. Oh, but I didn't even tell you what the whole point of this little game is. It's a very special game. You didn't think I chose you just because you were a little drunk, did you? No, I chose you 'cause you're the perfect match. You're exactly what I was looking for. You're smart and good-looking and everything I want in a baby. Don't you look at me like that! You're not the baby, silly. No, the baby is what I want you to give me. We're going to fuck until you get me pregnant. Huh? What am I going to do with you when I'm done? Oh, see, you don't understand. I'm going to make sure I'm pregnant, which means you're not leaving here, or neither am I, until I'm sure. It could be months. Oh, my poor little dear. It's starting to sink in, isn't it? Yes, that's right. I want a baby, and you're going to give it to me. And in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy your body. I'm going to enjoy controlling you. I'm going to enjoy making you whimper and cry and beg. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll undergo the Stockholm Syndrome and you'll become my willing participant, won't you? Deny it now if you wish, but this little room in me, this is your whole world now. Until I have that baby inside me. This is where you'll stay. Well, babe, I think it's time to get started. It's time to find out how fragile that little psyche of yours is and how big that cock is going to get. I can't wait. This is going to be a heap of fun.